Preparations for D-Day. Both Tony and John watched soldiers at target practice on Cogdon Beach, using dual-purpose anti-aircraft guns, which would fire at mortars. There were 200mm guns. A mortar would be fired out to sea, and the guns, seven in a line, would fire at it. John and his friends used to take the jettisoned, unfired bullets and try to make fireworks. Sometimes, a plane towing an inflated balloon sleeve would fly out to sea, and the soldiers had to shoot it down. As D-Day approached, Burton Bradstock became a restricted area. John's father had to get a special permit to come down for a visit, and the village policeman came to check it within a few hours of his arrival. Tony's brothers were in the Navy, and MPs checked them and everyone else coming home on leave. No cameras were allowed, so photographs of this time are virtually non-existent. The night before D-Day, the village was packed with trucks and American servicemen. The Tank Buster Regiment came through from Bedminster with lots of tanks and jeeps on transporters. Also, thousands of aircrafts came over. All had had two or three white lines painted under the wings to distinguish them. John remembers the planes dropping lots of silver strips to foil enemy radio waves. D-Day itself was very quiet here. For nearly a year, Burton Bradstock had been a hive of activity. Now, nothing. No boats went from here. All went from Portland. 2 days later, John remembers two big ships standing off, while landing craft brought the first of the dead back via the concrete paths laid at Cogdon. He remembers bodies in body bags coming off for a long time.